This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
it. He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow, they really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
What happens if we just let this play out? How long does it last?
It feels like you came from Complete Nutrition and you're running at an incredible rate.
As he's doing the Matt Foley right there. Matt Foley with his arms.
Gonna go out and grab the world and tie it around your finger. I'm here to tell you, Tony Davis, you ain't gonna amount to jack squat.
I'll turn this bus around so fast you little bastard's hands will spin.
Oh, large individuals are mostly funny. So, Doug and Daddy Show, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday edition. 3 days until Big Ten Conference. Mike Hall of the Big Ten Network joins us in the second half of the program today. And coming up in about 10 minutes on the show, we're going to go to Omaha. The voice of the College World Series, Kevin Kugler, will join us. He's the man that's been bringing you all of the baseball and has been for a while. Of course, host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone in Omaha as well. He'll be joining us coming up towards this segment. We go in this segment?
Yeah, I think
maybe
so.
Maybe. Whenever the hell the superstar wants, huh?
Well, yeah, that's basically, you're on his schedule.
Well,
it's not our schedule.
Bill Snyder? Yeah, whenever. Yeah, Augie Garrido? Sure, just call me. Sure, the Pope? Yep, whatever.
Anytime you work for Adrian Fiala, you're a big deal.
He's a real deal. Real deal, people. 888-455-ESPN. You're going to need that for a couple of times today, because we got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and maybe the final day that we get people registered for our autograph football from Kyle Larson, Alex Henry, and Brett Maher. Unique individual football that we're going to be giving away. We've been kind of qualifying some folks here over the last week and a half, and we'll see. We'll see. The Czar, Merritt, our producer, he'll tell us when we're done. And we'll do that. And Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up on the program today as well. So all of that on the program today, and we'd love to hear from you. Email us. We need to do our three words of the week, or are we done with that? I probably told you we were done with that, didn't I?
You said we were done with that.
Yeah, I think we're done with that until football season. We want to thank all the folks and Big Dally's Deli who have been doing our three words of the week, sending us emails. We may come up with another contest because it's close to football season. I can't believe, I mean, we're going into the Big Ten, so we're going to be talking about football. And then we've got the hot dog contest coming up, Big Daddy. We've got the 4th of July. And then it's 12 teams in 12 days, and we're in Chicago at the end of July. 1 month from today. Chicago.
That in 12.
Hey! Hey! We're going to Chicago! I just wanted to say to all you Cub fans out there, if you lost a series to the Royals, you suck! Royals, you know what that spelled backwards is, Daddy?
Slur.
Like a lot of words I used to say. Big Daddy, how's it going?
Are we going to have an old style first thing when we get to Chicago?
Hell no. Hell no. It's not that good. But hey, Chicagoans, Polacks alike, which I am.
And folks, maybe you're new to the show and the Big Ten media days.
No idea what we're talking about right now.
The 12, you know, 12 teams, 12 days leading up. You know, people get fired up for that. We break down. We start off with some national Big Ten guy to basically cover all the bases. Give us an overview of the Big Ten. Then the next 12 days leading up to Big Ten media days, we break down every team for you. And then the final day, we get our Husker roundtable together, and we discuss the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That goes into Big Ten media days. Then we got two great days from Chicago. Looking forward to that. And then, you know what? We come back, and then it's on, like Donkey Kong. Football season, high schools get underway, colleges get underway. We're into it. We are into it then.
Boom! Can't wait.
And by the way, did you know, Doug, and we get fireworks season started tomorrow, by the way, and I'm not selling fireworks this year. Decided that. I'm distributing patriotism. That's what I'm doing. Distributing patriotism.
You know, I thought of this, and I've decided, well, do I bring this up on the air, or do I just make fun of you when your friends are around? But no, I'm going to bring it up on the air. TD Shack 32. Daddy's been selling fireworks and patriotism and anti-Al-Qaeda stuff for a number of years. And I got to thinking to myself, let's see. Should I go buy fireworks that support a school? Should I go buy fireworks that support a Lions Club, an Eagles Club, a Veterans, a Legion? Should I go buy fireworks that support a cause? Or should I go buy fireworks that's from TD Shack 32? And, of course, all those monies go to where?
Basically.
That's right, your fishing equipment and your tanning sessions.
No, that's not, you know.
And
well,
the payments on a giant inflatable gorilla.
You're not going to want to miss that, by the way.
Well, who's going to miss that? Yep. I'm just going to say, Seth Denny, Spencer Schubert, Dave, whoever's carrying the cameras around out there at NTV, Ed Littler, Colin, if you're coming over for some event here in the next, starting tomorrow, swing up by Complete Nutrition, one of our great sponsors here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't think you're going to believe what's up there.
I still cannot believe what's going to be up there.
It's 26 feet tall. Is that right?
Yes. I did not measure it. I did not have a ladder that went that high.
Well, let's just say that, what are you, 6'4", 6'6", 6'2"?
Right around there.
With the haircut, maybe 6'3"?
With my afro, 6'5 and a half.
You stand between the gorilla's legs.
Yes.
And your head does not touch any part of him.
No. Well, I was hunched over just a little bit, but yes.
Well, you don't want to be grazing anything of the inflatable gorilla.
No.
So I'm just saying, it's pretty big, folks. You'll want to check it out. Even if you don't buy fireworks at all from anybody,
no.
You're going to want to check out.
I mean, if you're not American and don't buy them at all, that, you know, we understand. And you know what? And in fairness to me, maybe the economy hasn't affected you. Maybe you voted for Obama. That's great.
Jesus.
I just like to sell a quality product at a fair price, and we're cheaper than everybody else. So that's basically where I stand. Come up, check out the gorilla, and we're having a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to the next week. And
starts tomorrow. A lot of communities already well into selling their
fire. You know what else I'm looking forward to? I'm really looking forward to the Vietnam Memorial War, or the wall that's showing up in Kearney.
Another big meeting last night. I think kind of putting the touches on it. That's this weekend?
Yes.
You got more info on it?
Folks, we will get more info because this is a really special event. And we're looking forward to having that wall here. And obviously, it's a special weekend, and want to recognize all the people that served to make this country great, so we can basically sit around, have barbecue, shoot off some fireworks, and enjoy, you know, a great weekend, the 4th of July, and everybody that's made sacrifices to allow us to do that. Thank you.
I know that's all exciting and stuff, but oh my God, we're getting ready for North Korea, United States women's soccer.
Woo-hoo! Who was Colorado playing earlier? I watched it for, I'm in the 39th minute, and I'm saying SWE in Colorado. What the? Who is?
Well, Sweden's not really affiliated with anybody.
Sweden.
They're not really affiliated with anybody. They could be a 56th state.
So it wasn't Colorado then.
I'm going to go with Colombia.
Fair enough.
Colombia.
I see.
Irish Ken has chimed in here. I'm wondering what the Kansas City Royals record would be if they had won half of the games they have lost by one run. Glad to see Alex Gordon playing well. That's from Irish Ken. Well, let me help you out, Irish Ken. He wants to know what the Royals record would be if they had won half of the games they have lost by one run. I have not looked up how many games they've lost by one run, but let's say it's 16. So that would be 8, Ken. So then add 8 more wins on, and then that's how many they would have won.
Is that how you do that?
Well, I mean, I think how many they lost by one, cut it in half, add it on to the win total, that's how many it would be. I mean, I'm here to help. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Home of hassle-free pricing. The gang at Midway does such a great job of taking care of you over this summer. And I hate saying summer's flying by, but it's the end of June. Summer's flying by. You're going to be sending the kids to college. You're going to be sending them off to high school. Maybe you need a new or pre-owned certified vehicle. Why not get the best deal in town with their hassle-free pricing? And if you need to just send, maybe you've got that car already from Midway, take it out to Midway Chrysler Dodge Jam Reap. Go through the Mopar Quick Lube. You don't even need an appointment. Less than 30 minutes. $29.95 anytime with all of their trained, certified mechanics in, out, boom, bang, and you are ready to go for this fall. It's just unbelievable.
Ken, a little tidbit for you about Joaquin Soria. 12 scoreless innings. His last 12 been scoreless, including the last two. He struck out the 3 Cubs on Saturday.
Is he down in single-A ball now?
No. He's back. We need the Mexicutioner.
The Mexicutioner.
You know, when he dropped the nickname the Mexicutioner because it wasn't so politically correct, you know what? Just roll with it. Things are going well. You haven't had a hiccup in your career until you dropped the Mexicutioner.
And I know that you are very fired up about two more things here, and then we'll get to our first guest on the Doug and Daddy Show, Maria Sharapova. She wins, I'm happy. When she's happy and looks happy,
we're all happy.
I feel happy. If she's perky, I'm perky. She wins again. And a tattoo parlor owner whose purchase of Ohio State football memorabilia triggered the NCAA investigation. He's pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering. Really? Really? Are you shocked by that?
I just like these tattoo, you know, these people involved with this tattoo deal at Ohio State. And Coach Fickell, you know, that shows up every day. And he notices if the left guard's toe, when they run to the left, goes out 3 inches or not in such detail. But you get a $4,000 sleeve tattoo all down your arm. No idea. Doesn't question that at all. Just rolls with the punches. Does that make any sense at all?
Of all the things, I can't believe you don't have a tattoo. I know a lot of people get a tattoo of their mom or their family or their daughter or their wife or husband or their kid, and I know you have been looking at getting a tattoo of our next guest.
Yes, Kevin Kugler joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think he would be great, a life-size head of him across my back. I want to have Kevin Kugler tattoo, don't you? Kevin Kugler joins us. How are you?
I'm not speaking to you guys. I had no idea this was such a racist and sexist show. I hear Mexicutioner. I hear ogling over a fine female athlete who's just doing her best to compete in a tennis world. I'm offended by this entire radio program. I can't believe it.
Don't you agree that the Mexicutioner, when he dropped the name, then he sucked?
No, I'm not talking about the Kansas City Royals after they took 2 of 3 from the Cubs this weekend. That is not why I have agreed to an appearance on the show, to be berated for my Cub fandom. I'm not gonna let some Royals guy talk me about the misery that is the Chicago Cubs. No, I'm not doing that. It's ridiculous.
It's so bad in the eastern part of the state that John Bishop wasn't even able to be part of the broadcast last night because he's still in mourning over the Cubs' loss.
Well, he actually decided to just quit. I mean, he walked away from this entire thing because of the Chicago Cubs. I'm not actually sure John Bishop is still alive. I've not had time to check, but I'm assuming he has not completely just said the heck with all of it and moved on. We hope that's the case. I'll get around to checking in a few days just to make sure he's still living.
The voice of the College World Series, and he used to be the host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct. I'm not sure that's the case anymore down in Omaha in 1620 The Zone. Speaking to us from one of the new urinals at TD Ameritrade is Kevin Kugler, the voice of the College World Series. Cougs.
It's one that you'll want to buy an auction 50 years from now. I mean, 50 years from now, that's going to be a big auction item, the urinal that I may have been talking to you on the Doug and Daddy show from. It would be an exciting thing to auction off.
Did 1620 get anything from Rosenblatt?
No, we did not. No, our budget, as are most radio stations' budgets, are limited to the occasional, I don't know, ream of paper for the copy machine and or perhaps an extra pen for the studio. That's pretty much what we're limited to. So, no, we were not able to scrounge up enough change from the cushions of the couch in the break room to purchase anything from Rosenblatt Stadium. I'm assuming the Doug and Daddy show, which, as we all know, has a significantly large budget because of the ridiculous things that you make your sponsors pay for, I would assume that you have gotten several items from Rosenblatt Stadium.
I'm just excited that you guys have a break room.
I'll tell you what, we have a lot more. It's pretty obvious how this works. We have a lot more money in our budget now that you hired Schick away, and you have to pay him that huge number down there in Omaha. But let's talk a little bit.
You're right. You're right about that. That I'm sure was a big albatross around the neck of the radio station. And I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry that we had to take that off your hands for you. But I'm glad it's made you guys more financially solvent. My goal in life is to make Doug and Daddy happy.
Why did somebody just drive by our studio window and hold out a sign that says, "You suck"? I don't know. Is that you, Daddy? Kevin Kugler's with us. Let's talk a little bit of baseball before we lose the other three listeners. Cougs last night, real exciting game. I thought Florida, you know, the way they were throwing the ball, pitching the ball, that they were going to win this baseball game. And as we've seen a couple of times in this series, just a wacky error has thrown things away. We saw it the other night with the bunts, and South Carolina just keeps running around the bases.
We've seen this entire series what college baseball is now, and college baseball is pitching and defense. You need to be able to execute small ball to scratch across a run or two, but if you pitch and defend, you're going to be able to win games in college baseball at a pretty high level. What happens is, and people don't realize it, we have a lot of people who only tune into college baseball during the College World Series, and they're very offended by the defensive lapses and the breakdowns. Oh, I can't believe they're making these mistakes. The defense drives me nuts. And what people don't ever realize is these are the majority of these guys are not big league talent. They're just not big league guys. So coaches in college say, all right, what can I do to win games without big league talent? Well, if they're not big league talent offensively, they're also not big league talent defensively in most cases. So you put a lot of pressure on a defense to make a play. And we've seen time and time again throughout the College World Series, you put pressure on a college kid on that stage to make a play defensively, and a lot of times they're just not going to be able to do it. And that's why coaches who can coach successfully to a system that involves good pitching, playing good defense, and playing successful small ball, they can win a lot of games in the college ranks because they are able to put pressure on teams to make plays, and a lot of times teams can't make plays.
Kevin, hasn't what they've done, though, to the bats taken the niche out of college baseball?
Well, I don't know if it's taken the niche out. I think it's changed the niche. The niche used to be, we're going to grip it and rip it. Essentially, it was the John Daly of college sports. We're going to stand out here, and we're going to pound the baseball, and you may be down 8-1 in the sixth inning, but guess what? This game is not over. You can come back. You can come back and score 9 runs and win the game 10-8 if you want to, because that's what the game was. Well, now the game is different. The game's niche is now, we're going to pitch, we're going to defend, you're going to bunt anywhere in the order from 1-9, and that's going to be your niche. Now, the baseball purist isn't going to like it very much. They're not going to, I mean, the offensive baseball purist especially isn't going to be a fan of that style of game. They're going to say, well, I want the long ball. Chicks dig the long ball. That's what I want. But that's not what this game is anymore, and especially with the bats combined with TD Ameritrade Park. Look, there were still home runs hit in college baseball this year. There are guys in the series who've got 17 and 18 home runs on the season, which is not that much lower than what it was last year on an individual player basis. But you've got the bats combined with a ballpark that was turned specifically so that you could have views of downtown Omaha. That's great, but you turned the ballpark into the wind. So 9 times out of 10, when south breezes blow across the plains here in the great state of Nebraska, those south breezes are blowing right in over the wall at TD Ameritrade. So you combine dead bats with prevailing south wind, you're not going to see a lot of home runs ever in the College World Series. From now on, the home run is gone. The triple is the new home run at the College World Series.
Kevin Kugler, voice of the College World Series, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin, when I was down there last week and, of course, got a chance to talk to almost everybody in the press box except you because you had that really neat sign that says, don't come in, it's windy. I got the feeling that we talked about it when I got back. There wasn't a whole lot of energy in the stadium, and I did use the word boring, but at least the games since the last three or four games for these teams to clinch and last night have at least been exciting at the end. What's the energy level do you feel without as much offense?
Well, I do think it creates a different energy in the ballpark, and I think there's a couple of reasons. One being that the offense doesn't create the energy that it used to. I mean, it's pretty hard to get excited about a 1-2-3 inning once you saw a fly ball out, two ground ball outs. I get that. That's not what people are going to get up and cheer about. Now, you heard a lot of energy last night with great defensive plays. The place was loud in the ninth inning last night when Scott Wingo was making diving stops with a drawn-in infield and throwing home and turning a 4-2-3 double play. That place was loud. It was rocking, and that's where the cheers are going to come from at the College World Series from here on out, on great defensive plays or on wild throws or on, you know, base hits up the middle that plate the run. I mean, we remember last year the national championship in the era of the live bat was not won with a home run. It was one with a base hit, a solid single to right field by Whit Merrifield. That's what won the national championship. I realize there were many more home runs hit during the course of the series, but this game is going to create its excitement. It's just going to create it in a different way. I think the buzz is down around the ballpark. The atmosphere is not what it was. And we all knew that going in. It's going to have to create its own atmosphere, and that's going to take time. And it hasn't been created this year.
Kevin, you mentioned earlier many of these people aren't major league ready or major league players. You know, Buster Posey comes to mind, that one of those guys that really stood out. He's just better than everybody else. Who on these two teams stands out to you as being major league ready? And Zunino got the 18 home runs entering this World Series. He's certainly somebody with a bat that stands out. Who looks to be better and that somebody that you will see play every day in the major leagues in the next couple, 3 or 4 years?
Well, you know, and that's a good question because I don't know if that guy is on either of these two teams right now. I mean, you look at a guy like Matt Price, the closer for South Carolina, who came in throwing 95 miles an hour last night. I think he's a guy who you can see at the big league level in the next couple of years. He's certainly talented enough and has the mentality to be that guy. I love Jackie Bradley Jr., the center fielder who was the most outstanding player a year ago in the College World Series. He's been battling back from a wrist injury, just playing in this College World Series after being off for 2 months. And I think if he can hit at the professional level, and that's what he's going to have to work on because he still chases a lot of high fastballs and he's got a lot of holes in his swing, but he's a talented player and he's flawless defensively. He's got a great arm, covers a ton of ground in center field. If he can hit at all professionally, he's a guy who could have a very long career in the major leagues because he is a terrific defensive outfielder. And in big stadiums that have a lot of room to roam, Jackie Bradley Jr. is going to be a guy you're going to want out there patrolling center field. Zunino's another guy that I look at and say, okay, could he be an everyday catcher? He's got kind of a I don't want to say quite a Piazza build, but he's kind of that guy. He's not the, you know, the stocky catcher that you've become accustomed to, the real thick catcher guy like a Giovanni Soto or other guys that you see in the bigs. He is more of a leaner, taller catcher, and he may be a guy who ends up moving positions once he gets into pro ball. His bat is certainly solid enough. I just don't know that he's going to have a great position to play defensively.
Kevin Kugler joining us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's look at tonight, Cougs. I can't imagine that anybody's going to say that this game should be a whole lot different, close, low-scoring ball game. Talk about tonight's pitching matchup and where you think the favorite lies tonight.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how Michael Roth's arm bounces back on 3 days' rest. It's not something he's done, and he is a veteran, though. He knows how to pitch. and he pitches to contact, which I think is a very important thing to have in this ballpark. If you pitch to contact, you've got a pretty good chance, if you've got a good defense behind you, that you're going to get a lot of outs. You can let guys hit the ball to center field. It's not going to carry out of this ballpark. It hasn't been the entire College World Series, so there's no reason to think that all of a sudden tonight it's going to carry out of this ballpark. I think the pitching matchup is one that is interesting from this standpoint. What does freshman in Carsten Whitson have to offer this game? Because he needs to be on. All the pressure is on Florida right now. South Carolina's got that one win in their pocket. They know how to win these games, and they've got their ace going tonight. They feel very confident. You've got a freshman going tonight for Florida. Can he provide the same kind of spark that Hudson Randall did last night? Because if Florida falls behind early in this game, I think it's done for them. They cannot fall behind three or four runs in this, because South Carolina will bring Taylor in the sixth or seventh. They'll bring Price in for the ninth, and this game will be over, and South Carolina will be national champs. The first five innings are so important in this game. Florida's got to get a lead, and they've got to show that they've bounced back from the devastation of last night. Florida, by all accounts, should have won that game last night, and they didn't. If they don't bounce back early in this game, I think South Carolina could put them away.
Cougs, we appreciate your insight. Before we let you go, we've got to ask you, biggest question, month from today, we're both Doug and I, you and Mike L, will be in Chicago Big Ten Media Days.
I'm so excited.
The number one question you have about Nebraska football a month away from Big Ten Media Days is what?
Oh, that's easy. Offense. The entire offense is a question mark to me. You've got a quarterback who, you know, forgive me for doubting some of the spring prognostications, but I have a little trouble believing that Taylor Martinez, from the span of December 30th to March, had become, you know, America's great leader. JFK was not born in 2 months there. All of a sudden, here's Taylor Martinez. He's the greatest leader in the history of mankind just because he flipped from freshman to sophomore in eligibility. I'll believe it when I see it, kind of thing with him. Offensive line, I think, is a question mark. There are parts there, but is this offensive line going to underachieve like I think it has the last couple of years? What about wide receiver? Who steps up there? And running back. I love Rex Burkhead. Love him, love him, love him. I think he's an incredible talent. Who is the other guy? And if there is no other guy, can Rex handle all the touches that he's going to need to have? And Jamal Turner, the wild card, is he enough to make this offense more potent under new offensive coordinator Tim Beck like he looked in the spring game? So many questions with this offense, and that's the biggest thing that people are going to, not just the scheme, but the personnel in this offense. Are they good enough to get it done against defenses that are going to be better than what they saw in the Big 12 conference?
Patton, Rommel, Martinez, all kind of the same.
Yeah. And wide receiver, Kevin, I got two words for you. Lance Thorell.
Yeah, that's the two words. And I know the crowd I'm speaking to also, so I'll say problem solved. Huskers national champions Lance Thorell leading the parade down Dodge Street in Omaha through Lincoln and all the way up to Kearney.
Kevin, have a great call tonight. We'll see you next month. Always appreciate your leadership.
I will look forward to hearing about how Daddy spent your money at an establishment somewhere in the Chicago area next month. That'll be fun.
That's why we're staying in Motel 6. See you then, buddy.
Bye.
Kevin Kugler, unsportsmanlike conduct, voice of the College World Series, and, of course, NFL, college basketball. You hear him. It's like he's an employee of this station. He's on it so much. But tonight, 6:45 pregame, first pitch at approximately 7:10. We have to take a break. And before we do, we let you know that all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by the fine folks at BK. You want to eat a burger in the morning? They'll do it. You want to eat breakfast in the morning? They'll do it. Two croissant sandwiches, $3. Woo-hoo! Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPNRadio.com right now.
Hi, I'm John Stash. Our today's Herd Poll asks, which team would you most like to see hold an Old Timers Day? The Cowboys, Steelers, Lakers, or Knicks? Vote now on the Herd page at ESPNRadio.com. Plus, the Los Angeles Dodgers filed for bankruptcy protection in a Delaware court Monday, blaming Major League Baseball for refusing to approve a TV deal that owner Frank McCourt was counting on. Roger Cossack and Jason Stark join Mike and Mike in the morning to discuss the news.
The biggest effect is that, you know, it protects the Dodgers franchise from being seized by Major League Baseball because everything now gets thrown into the hands of a bankruptcy court. And the bankruptcy judge now determines where the franchise goes from here.
Visit the Mike and Mike page at ESPNRadio.com for the full interview. This is the ESPNRadio.com stream, the most listened to stream in the world.
We'll see some sunshine across the area today, but there's still an isolated chance of a storm, mainly early on yet. Otherwise, look for temperatures to climb up to around 84 as south winds stay around 10 to 20. Tonight, temperatures fall to 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
We head into the 18th minute. North Korea, the United States of America, game one of the World Cup Women's Soccer Tournament. Scoreless.
Play a little more Team Magic. That makes me feel good. It fires me up. Gets me ready for football.
This isn't Team Magic.
It's all about him. They wrote this
song
about
him. Got Team Magic. He just but Merritt went with the generic, which is fine. More information on the Vietnam Memorial Wall that is going to be at the Platte River Archway this Thursday through next Tuesday, the 30th through July 5th. You can go to our website. It's got the information. And if you click on the link, you can type in your veteran's name, and it's going to show you exactly where it's at on the wall so that you can find it when you go out to visit the traveling wall at ESPNSuperstation.com. So that's up on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're going to go visit the wall at the archway starting on Thursday through next Tuesday, go to our website. It's going to help you out, give you all the info that you need to know.
And if you've got kids, this is an awesome – everybody can't afford to fly to Washington, D.C. This is coming right here to your backyard. This is an opportunity – yeah, and it's a powerful, powerful deal. That when you see this, it is something that is a part of history, not that long ago history, that kids need to be aware of and know how special this is coming right here to your backyard.
Coming up, Mike Hall will be buzzing him here in about 6-7 minutes from the Big Ten Network, as they've got special programming to welcome Nebraska in, but we'll also be talking, obviously they've been talking about Nebraska coming in for a year like everybody else has. So that's coming up in just a little bit. Folks, don't forget the big baseball blowout and softball going on right now under the new ownership at Misco's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. You can save 40% on almost everything. Wilson, Mizuno, Easton, Rawlings, TPX. They've got the bats from Easton, Louisville Slugger, the Omaha brand, some priced as low as $50.
Soccer ball, we got a corner kick for the United States. Corner kick for the United States.
There's a whole bunch of Koreans in front of the net, too. You can get soccer balls at Misco's. They've got them. Oh, you tripped her, you cheater! Anyway, Misco's right now, all your sporting needs, but 40% off the Little League bats, gloves, catcher's equipment, pants, softball, girls' bats, bat bags, all 40% off. Umpires' equipment, 40% off. It's all there for you. Go in and see. You still got Steve and Steve, Steve Squared. They've been there for years. Just got somebody else signing their paycheck now. they're going to be looking to expand. They're doing a lot of great things, and they're just getting started. There's still a lot of season left for some folks in baseball and softball. Take advantage or get ready for next year. Tell them you heard it here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Misco Sports. Daddy, the damn cancer has taken another person that folks may have missed this about over the weekend. And this, again, with our age gap, I don't know. This is Nick Charles. Nick Charles and Fred Hickman. For 17 years, I believe it was, CNN, when they first came on the air in 1980, had Sports Tonight, 10 to 10:30. That was before ESPN took off. It was the precursor for SportsCenter on ESPN. And if you go on the go online and look at all of the things, I mean, they ESPN personalities, they're all talking about it. The people that worked at CNN with Nick Charles and Fred Hickman, it's kind of amazing. It's like the coaching tree. For Parcells out there. They're everywhere.
And they branched off of that, a huge part of boxing after dark, HBO, several years. I know Mike Tyson's issued statements. Well, whoever Mike Tyson has Twitter for him, so I'm not sure he's doing that by himself. But a very famous announcer in sports passed away at age 64 and just came back about a month ago and did a final fight. Knew it was his last, asked to do one more. And did that very, very sad deal at 64. He is gone. Also, did you hear yesterday Lorenzo Charles? Now, this is a bus crash. He was driving a bus for a company. Nobody else in that. It didn't have passengers. He was the one that dunked the basketball. You see Jimmy Valvano running around the court, 1983, for the North Carolina State basketball team. It was the alley-oop slash shot that was short. He dunked it. No time left. It's just a sad deal yesterday. It was 54-52 in that ball game. Gave them a national title. He died unexpectedly, obviously, and very, very sad there. So two people. Lorenzo Charles and Nick Charles both passing away. 64 for Nick Charles and 47, I believe, was what Lorenzo Charles was.
Yep. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up next, we're going to talk Big Ten Network with Mike Hall.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922. 49-22 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine across the area today, but there's still an isolated chance of a storm, mainly early on yet. Otherwise, look for temperatures to climb up to around 84 as south winds stay around 10 to 20. Tonight, temperatures fall to 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Duncan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back you with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Coming up in just a second, we're going to go to the Big Ten Network, or BTN, now that they have made that change over in the official name of the network. But first, we've got to give you a World Cup soccer update. North Korea, the United States, they're into the 27th minute. Scoreless. Let's go to the action.
She kicked the ball. She kicked the ball. She ran. She kicked the ball. It go out of bounds.
That's all the action there's
been. That was, you know... Once in a while, we will, you know, chime in, look in, give a little live look into what's going on. Wimbledon women's quarters going on today and women's soccer. So the ladies should be having a very good day. But coming up next on the Doug and Daddy Show, we are pleased to welcome from BTN, the Big Ten Network, Mike Hall. Of course, now again, we have to preface everything that now happens in this interview with saying he is a Missouri Tiger. Mike, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How you doing?
Fellas, good. Please don't hate me just because of my education. And by the way, that soccer play-by-play person just had terrible grammar. I mean, you'd think they'd be trained better.
I think it was the North Korean announcer. I have no idea. But, Mike, obviously, with the Big Ten Network and Nebraska officially joining here on Friday, we wanted to get you in and talk about how great, with the College World Series finishing up tonight, how great the Big Ten Conference is in baseball.
I was not prepared for that question. you know, I don't know where to go with that. It's maybe not the number one strength, but of course there's the obvious hurdles of being in cold weather states. But you know, Michigan won the softball title a few years back.
Oh, yeah, and you know, hit the ball, run the ball. We're looking forward to everything that goes on in the Big Ten, and I guess we better be because a lot of folks have been excited. But, Mike, first question out here. Officially, it's July 1st. Mm-hmm. Unofficially, Nebraska's been in the conference for a year. Everybody's been looking towards this. How much hoopla and how much happens on Friday from a non what we watch on BTN type of thing?
Well, that's kind of, yeah, July 1st is kind of when everything becomes official, like you said. You know, BTN will start running Nebraska programming. We'll be starting talking about them when it comes to everything that with football, basketball, all their sports. In terms of the actual off of television and off of paperwork thing, you know, everything's going to change. Obviously, the teams that Nebraska fans will be traveling to and welcoming in and playing will be different. It'll be no change for you guys in terms of a title game because you're used to that with the Big 12 for football. But I think, you know, the good thing for Nebraska is the academics are so strong in the Big Ten. The television network is a massive deal. The exposure is fantastic. And the flip side is for the Big Ten, the thing that it gains is a ridiculous fan base that will watch, especially with football, anything that is on. And I think the matchup of games, I mean, the thing I always tell people is, just in football, Nebraska-Penn State is going to be huge any year it's played. Nebraska-Michigan, Nebraska-Ohio State, Nebraska-Wisconsin, Nebraska-Iowa. That's five teams off the top of my head that will just be huge deals every time these two teams play. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
From a Nebraska fan standpoint, I guess you look at the 21,000 ticket request to Madison, Wisconsin, and you shake your head a little bit. The excitement level for Nebraska fan going to all those schools you mentioned, everybody is fired up here. What about the schools that you don't hear, man, in Indiana, Northwestern, up Purdue? Are they looking forward to Nebraska, or do they just roll their eyes and go, thanks a lot, guys?
No. I think they do and they don't, in that they do because they know those fans will travel, and those athletic departments will gladly welcome a full house of Nebraska fans, in the same way they look forward to having an Ohio State in, and in the same way that they look forward to, hopefully in their eyes, beating a power program. Beating Nebraska still means something. It's in the same way that beating Michigan still means something to a Northwestern, to an Indiana, to a whomever. The flip side is, the reason they wouldn't is it's not going to be that easy to beat a Nebraska team. So it's more likely of a loss to be on their schedule, but also more likely for an exciting atmosphere when they do get to play them.
Mike Hall from BTN, the Big Ten Network, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big-time programming welcoming Nebraska in on the network this weekend, and we hope everyone gets a chance to see this. How hard has it been? We've known Commissioner Delaney has made the trips into the state of Nebraska. Is BTN pretty satisfied with where they're at right now with their television coverage in the state?
Yeah, I know they're in the midst of getting coverage on various carriers. They let smart people do those discussions, so I'm out of those conversations. But I know that stuff takes time, but I'm sure it'll happen. And for those who do get it, I mean, yeah, like you said, Friday, I mean, we're in the midst of taping some segments right now for a big one-hour sort of BTN welcomes Nebraska to the conference show, where we're chatting with Osborne and Frazier and Rogers and Trev Alberts and Doc Sadler and all that stuff. So we're all prepared for it and excited for the whole new world that it brings for us.
Doc Sadler bringing a little southern voice to the BTN. That'll be Mike. One other question: we look at the programming; most of it's recent. I know that In this business, there's rights fees, and you can attain some things you can't. How does the BTN network go about getting the classic Nebraska, even the game of the century, and things like that? How has that been coming together for you?
Yeah, there are certain hurdles. It's a lot of red tape in terms of who has the rights for the school or the conference, and you know how much does that transfer, and a lot of those details I'm not sure of. But I know, like you said recently, like the 98 Orange Bowl will be on our air Friday. Stuff that dates back to the 70s, I don't know off the top of my head, in terms of complete access to re-air those games. Again, smarter people than I are in discussions with those meetings. So I can't give a full thing on everything of the logistics of contracts, but I do know anything that comes in a conference is now BTN rights available.
Mike, everybody in Nebraska, the football deal is such the focus for everybody. With Ohio State and the scandal that's been going on with them, what does that do to the national perception, even with Nebraska entering this conference?
Yeah, well, it certainly doesn't help, obviously. No one looks good in all of that. And just the logistics of one of the best players no longer being around and one of the best coaches no longer being around, that certainly hurts. I think Nebraska joining is a great distraction in a way, in that it can sort of refocus everybody on, here's turning a new page onto this new era of Big Ten athletics. I think that's going to be a valuable thing. I still think people maybe are overestimating the damage it will have in terms of the actual on-the-field stuff. Ohio State's still really good. I mean, even though they're losing some valuable pieces, it's not like they've gone from a Big Ten title contender to hoping to make a bowl game. They're still going to be very good. And that game against Nebraska, when is that coming up?
That's October 8th.
October 8th, yeah. That's going to still be a huge game.
BTN's Mike Hall, you're going to see a lot of Mike on the BTN network and a lot with the Nebraska this weekend. Yesterday, a big signing from Wisconsin. I'm sure you guys had plenty on this with Russell Wilson going in. What's the thought of all the analysts there? Does that really make them the favorite now in the conference, or is it too soon to tell?
Ooh, it gave them a massive jump up. You got to see technically how he adjusts, how he works with the teammates, how he finds a new system, all that stuff. But if he can be close to what he's done the last few years, I mean, a three-year starter at a major program coming in and getting 1 year. The big thing that was the concern about Wisconsin was their QB position. They've got a consistently great O-line, good running game, nice wide receivers, and a great defense. But did they have the man under the helmet who would be good enough to lead their offense, and it looks like they do now. I would say that the three teams that most people think have chances to win the first ever Big Ten title game would be Nebraska, Ohio State, and Wisconsin, with Michigan State right out there. And with Wisconsin getting an elite quarterback joining their program for this season, that has to put them right up near the top.
Mike, as you've been putting together and learning about Nebraska and getting ready for all that you're doing this weekend, give me something that you learned or shocked you or surprised you, or the one thing that really stood out to you.
Well, I had a chance to visit Lincoln a few weeks ago and got a tour of the facilities with your stud wideout, Brandon Kinney, and got to see the stadium and see the red carpet walk and the horseshoe and all that stuff. And I mean, you guys know, because you get access that a lot of fans don't, but, you know, it's impressive. The weight room is impressive. The trophies are impressive. The hallways are impressive. They everything looks like it should be something from the middle of a big city, not somewhere in Nebraska. And I don't mean that as an insult to Nebraska, but it's not a place full of fancy tall buildings. And this, inside their facilities, really does blow you away with the stuff they've done. And having Ndamukong Suh donate, you know, stuff like iPads in every locker for the football team is pretty ridiculously impressive.
He's the real deal. Okay, we made it all the way through the interview. We've had emails going, hey, is that Mike Hall? That guy that won Dream Job? Is that the guy? Mike, I think that probably gets brought up in every single interview. Do you get tired of that, or are you proud of it?
No, massively proud of it. It was such a joyful, ridiculous, absurd experience to go through, and it was the start of my career. I mean, I met some great people, had some incredible opportunities and experiences. You know, Mitch Albom wrote about, after he did Tuesdays with Maury, he was like, it's weird to know you've already lived the first line of your obituary. And I feel the same way about Dream Job, but I'm super happy about it. I mean, it was the start of my career. It was a fantastic opportunity, and I'm proud of what I did in there. So, no, I'm glad to talk about that for as long as anybody wants.
What was the hardest part about that experience for you?
Good question. Probably all the intangibles around it. I mean, the sports casting duties were challenging, but they were fun. And it was stuff that, you know, I went to Mizzou for their broadcast journalism school, so I was prepped as well as one could be for that. But it was just the logistics of being 22 and wide-eyed and having to fly out every week for 4 days to be in Manhattan and sort of, you know, be surrounded by all that mayhem and the fact that, you know, you're 22, you're lying if you say you didn't Google yourself every time you went home. And you know, which was fascinating, but it's also like, ah, there's a lot of hateful people out there. Okay, going to stop Googling myself now. And you know, like at one point I was dating one of the girls on the show, and like page freaking 6 found out about it in New York and wrote about it. I mean, that was kind of some of the bizarre welcome to being an adult world stuff was probably the hardest stuff to adjust to.
You know, the funny part was they would, if I'm up there, they'd be like, do this hockey segment, and I'd be like, okay, the Rangers, Sidney Crosby, he doesn't play for the Rangers, but he's the only hockey player I know. That would be awkward, I think. And you knew all of that stuff, and you were the best one, obviously.
Well, thank you. Yes, you would not have done very well if you did stuff like that.
That's why he's my co-host, Michael. Hey, we'll let you get back to work. Mike, we look forward to working with you, BTN Network, and all that is to come with the Big Ten. And hopefully we'll see you in Chicago at Media Days, and look forward to the programming this weekend. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, Tony, good talking to you both.
Take care. Mike Hall, BTN, check it out, the Big Ten Network, anytime. But, of course, Nebraska heavy this weekend. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Hey, everyone. Doug Duda here. There is something big happening in our area, and I wanted to personally tell you about it. It's the folks over at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You spoke, and they've listened. Both Midway locations have now made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. And I'm proud to introduce hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced, so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations, and you can feel confident that you got the best price. The values don't end there. You'll also get a lifetime of car washes and your first year's maintenance free.
It's hassle-free pricing, free car washes, and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac in Kearney, or online as always at thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Gold, like, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast free nights? No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Gold. Like, no, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The thing about machines and engines, if they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K Parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top-quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find here at K&K Parts Company.
Hey, everybody. Doug Duda here for Misco's in Kearney. Baseball and softball may have hit the midway point of the year, but it's certainly not over. And that's why Misco's wants me to tell you about their baseball blowout going on now. Take 40% off clubs, bat bags, pants, catchers and umpires gear, Little League baseball and girls softball bats are 40% off, too. Also, check out this year's supply of Legion baseball bats, only $50 each while supplies last. Don't wait. It's the baseball blowout going on now at the new Misco's. On the bricks, downtown Kearney. Tell them Doug and Daddy sent you.
We'll see some sunshine across the area today, but there's still an isolated chance of a storm, mainly early on yet. Otherwise, look for temperatures to climb up to around 84 as south winds stay around 10 to 20. Tonight, temperatures fall to 66. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Let's go back to Germany, where they're playing the Women's World Cup. We're into the 43rd minute, and the United States and North Korea scoreless.
Kick the ball, kick the ball. It go out of bounds.
Why do you know if they don't say? They just said everything's being played in Dresden. Is Dresden one of those places you go immediately? You go, oh, that's Germany. Is Dresden? When you say Beijing, you go, oh, that's China. I understand that you say London. There's England. Dresden. It's like I'll have. Why don't you bring me both French and Dresden? I mean, it's like a salad dressing or something. Dresden? Wow. That's
you're weird.
But seriously, is that a common big city that you would know immediately? Oh, that's Germany?
I don't know. Daddy, this was something that got overlooked. I know it was mentioned when I was away that UNK finished in the Learfield Sports Directors Cup. You know, the best overall school gets the cup. Which school in Division II? You know, it's usually Stanford in Division I.
Grand Valley State.
Yeah, Grand Valley State. I just wanted you to know that it wasn't even close.
Imagine
1,057 to 779. And then 761, 718, 696, 680. But 1,057 for Grand Valley State. I just wanted you to have that because we talk about it.
I will have that right here.
Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won the last 2 months, call now. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We will ask you a sports-related question. If you can answer it, you will win a $25 gift card to Troutman's. It is a grill's best friend, and that's what you want over the 4th of July. So many great deals going on at Troutman's, whether it's steaks, whether it's burgers, whether it's brats, whether it's some seafood, whether it's just some sticks to pick up. You can still get a ham. I know you're going to put that on your grill probably, but there's so many things you can do. How about the baked beans, Daddy?
They're second to none. I go crazy over the potato salad as well.
There's a lot going on in the sports world. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jamie Morgan.
Jamie, how's it going? We're going to talk a little baseball. Daddy, fire the question.
We're going College World Series. Is that okay with you?
That works for me.
All right, well, Southern California's won 12 baseball titles. There's two teams tied for second with the most baseball titles. They're second to Southern California. Who are both of those teams?
Arizona State and...
Sorry, Jamie. Arizona State has five. These two teams have six. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. You think just maybe make them name one?
No, I want them both.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Who are we talking with?
It's Bob.
Bob, can you name the two teams that are tied for second with six College World Series championships?
Can try. How about Miami? Arizona.
That is incorrect.
Both. Neither one. Just for our future callers, try back. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Andy,
can you name who is second in national titles to Southern California?
Is it Stanford and LSU?
That is incorrect. Incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Matt,
it's your turn. Who are the two teams tied for second in most wins in College World Series history, national titles in College World Series history?
Is it LSU and Texas?
Matt, you are correct.
That's the winner. Attaway.
Matt, would it be you?
Matt, hang on the line, and Merritt will get your information. $25 gift card to Troutman's. Enjoy it, and thanks for listening to the program. Hang on the line. We need to get out of here because it's noontime. We want to thank the voice of the College World Series and host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone in Omaha, Kevin Kugler, for joining us from Omaha today to take a look at the College World Series and preview tonight's game two. Also want to thank Mike Hall from BTN, the Big Ten Network, and they have special programming going on as Nebraska gets into the conference starting on Friday. Tomorrow, a recap of game two, and I hope there's a game three of the College World Series just so there's a game. I don't even care. Florida would have won last night. I would have wanted South Carolina to win tonight. I hope they go to a game three, but since lunch is on it, I really hope we go to a game three.
You're right, I got you by game.
That's among the things. More Big Ten guests tomorrow as well.
Hey, we're looking forward to following all the way up to Big Ten Media Day. As Doug mentioned it, 1 month from today, we'll be live in Chicago. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. See ya.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Yeah.